Again?
Yeah, I just don't know where my notebook went.
It's in the back corner with the keys.
Come right in the back of these if you want.
What?
No, I just have this on the front.
Okay, so let's take a look at the Gemara. Let's take a look at some of the definitions of Hotza Malacha Gruhi, why Hotza is actually different from the other Malachos. So, let's begin with the Gemara on Daf Beis Amud Aleph. Let's quickly read through the Shakwatarya on Beis Amud Beis, and then we'll discuss the bottom of Beis Amud Beis for a minute. So, Jeremy, let's just run through bottom of... We read the Mishnah last time, or 2 times ago. Let's just go through the Gemara quickly on Beis Amud Aleph. Okay, so in the context of Shabbos, we'll talk about Avos and Toldos. When we're not in the context of Shabbos, we're only going to talk about the Avos. Okay, so Mara asks, so...
Avos, my Nihil, Yitzios. Yitzios, Treavya.
So Mara says there are 2 Yitzios. What are the 2 Yitzios? What are the 2 Yitzios here?
That of the Baal Habayis and that of the Ani.
Yeah, it seemed like the Hotza of the Baal, Yitzi of the Baal Bayis, and the Yitzi of the Ani. Right? There are 2 cases when you go from a Rosh HaYachid into Rosh HaRabim. Once with the Ani, once with the Baal Bayis.
Okay.
Good.
So
where's the chiyuve manihu?
Chiyuve manihu. Yitzio tarte avyan. Shtayim tota, shtayim dachnasa.
This is a very important line in the Gemara. The Gemara says that there are 2 different kinds of yitzios. Right, what are the 2 yitzios?
2 of hotza and 2 of hachnasa.
Right, but there are 2 categories of yitzios. Yitzios breaks down into hachnasa and hotza itself. So what does that seem to presuppose? It presupposes that hachnasa is the same thing as hotza, just inverted. So the Gemara kind of challenged, the Gemara kind of asked that question. The Gemara says, "Hayitzios katani." How can you tell me that hachnasa is a form of hotza if the Mishnah says yitzios? So what do we answer?
Amar Ravashi tana hachnasa nami hotza tana hachnasa nami hotza kriwa.
Okay, now this line can be read in 2 ways. Right, it could just be taken as a semantic point. That hotza means chilo for shuyos. So sometimes it's true that we recognize achnasa and hotza as 2 different categories. Sometimes it's okay to refer to achnasa as a form of hotza. It's a semantic point about the meaning of the word yitzios. Or, how else could it be taken? As a halachic point about the nature of achnasa. Maybe achnasa itself is just the inverted form of hotza. Okay?
Mimai mititznan hamotim reshuz l'reshuz chayav. Miwaskina to come ayel mirshut harabim lirshut hayachid, v'kakriwa hotza, v'tama mai koakira chayfetz bimkoma tana hotza kriwa.
Right. So any time you're changing a chayfetz's position, we call it hotza.
Is there a difference? Like, is there an afkamina?
Yeah, an afkamina would be whether you view hachnasa as being an av malacha, or is hachnasa really a tolda of hotza?
So if it was a semantics point, then it'd be an av malacha.
What?
If it was a semantics point,
then it would be an av malacha. No, if it was a halachic point, that the Gemara is saying that hachnasa is just an inverted form of hotza, then it's a halachic point. If it's just a semantic point,
that we're using the broad term hotza, but really there's a distinction.
Exactly.
Hotza,
right. Halachically, these are two different categories. Okay, so go on.
Amar Ravina masnisa nami deka tikatani yitzias. Become a farish achnasa l'alter. Shmamina.
Right, so it sounds from this point in the Gemara that yitzios could mean hachnasa as well. Right, we're not so careful about our terminology. Now, it's not clear exactly what the maskan is, and then Rava says, Rishuyos katani, Rishuyos shabbos shtayim. So it's not clear what that's coming to add in the Gemara. Okay, now there is one Rishon who's just patently clear that hachnasa is an av malacha. Okay, we saw it briefly last time around. We saw it in we saw it on Sunday. That's the position of the Rambam. The Rambam in Parakid Beis of Hilchos Shabbos is just adamantly clear. Do you have a Parakid Beis of Hilchos Shabbos? This is Parakid Beis Halacha Ches. Hotza Mirshus Lirshus Melacha Me'avos Melachosi. So we saw that was a chiddush. The Rambam learns that Hotza is an av melacha. Va'af al pisha davar zem kol gufei Torah mipi Moshe mi'Sinai nemru. Hariyu amar b'tor ish v'isha yasu od melacha l'chumas hakodesh v'yikali ha'ami havis. The pasuk tells you that Hotza is a melacha. Good. Then the Rambam says, Halamadita shehahava'a melacha koreosa. That hava'a is called a melacha. Hamata shehava'a melacha koreosa. What does that mean that hava'a is called a melacha? What? So it could be that that's referring to hachnasa as well, hava'a. But there's also another girsa in the Rambam that the Lecha Mishnah has, and that also that the Lecha Mishnah definitely has. It's hotza v'hachnasa mirshus lirshus me'avos melachosi. If you have the standard edition of the Rambam, not the Frankel. So the standard printed girsa in the Rambam is hotza v'hachnasa mirshus lirshus melacha me'avos melachosi. Both hotza and hachnasa is one av melacha. So it's clear that hachnasa is equally as much an av melacha. Now, if that's not clear enough, if you look at the Rambam in Perusha Mishnayis, the Rambam has a very nice akdama to Masechta Shabbos, all about Hotza. And it's interesting also that the Rambam also picks up on Hotza Melacha Gruhi, if you look in the akdama of the Rambam. That's very interesting, because if you look in the Rishonim, it seems like Rabbeinu Tam really started the Hotza Melacha Gruhi. So the fact that the Rambam picked up on it, totally independently, is confirmation that there's something very strange. I mean, it's one thing if one Rishon points that and everybody builds off that Rishon. The fact they have independent verification, kind of, that other halachists from a totally different culture, without seeing Rabbeinu Tam and Rabbeinu Tam without seeing the Rambam Pirush Mishnayis, thought Hotza was different, is very telling. So the Rambam talks about Hotza Melacha Gruhi, which we'll get back to. But more importantly, the Rambam says the following: Vida, ki kol yitzia hi gamkein hachnasa. Every yitzia is also hachnasa. Behekish el hamakom shehotziu elav achefetz. Every hotza is achnasa, just from the perspective of the other rishos. L'chol achnasa hi gam ken yitzia behekesh al hamakom shehotziu min hachefetz. And the inversion is also true. Ela sheminag hamishna likros tiltul hadavar mershes hayachad l'shes harabim hotza v'akira stavar mershes ram l'shesechet achnasa. V'azeh hamminag yomru machnis emotzi v'kol zeh ha'inyan. But according to the Rambam, so it's very clear that achnasa and hotza is exactly the same point. Now why is this important? So it's important lemaskana that we're going to say that it's also an ab, but why, Benji?
It's not a tolda, then. It's just interchangeable.
Okay, so that's one point, that achnas is not a tolda of hotza.
Unless they're both tolda.
Okay, but why else is this significant for us? In terms of just characterizing the malacha of hotza.
Yeah. I guess it's two parts, does that make sense? There's a part of leaving, there's a part of entering something else. Even though I don't know how you can have one without the other.
Right. But I'm saying, is it true that each case that... And the Rambam is assuming that I could just look at the case from the opposite perspective. I just flip it on its head. Is that significant?
Well, that I think a lot of people read into the Ani and the Balabayas is like, therefore there has to be some two separate distinct components to it.
Right.
Right. So the fact that if you're going to say that they're the same, then the Ani and the Balabayas are the exact same thing. And some people define Geruah as the fact that there are, right, two different components.
Right. You hear what Mikey's saying? I mean, we'll see Rishonim and Min who make a big deal about the fact that there are two components to Hotza, the Balabayas and the Ani. Meaning there are two cases of going from a Rishus HaYachid into a Rishus HaRabim that need to be spelled out separately. So they think those components, two different components of Hotza, is significant. But yet, somehow, the Rambam thinks that the whole distinction between Hotza and Achnasa is insignificant. So the more you focus on just the fact that there's a change in Rishuyos, so it makes a lot of sense that you'll identify Hotza with Achnasa. So there's a change of Rishus. I don't care where it comes from, where it goes, as long as there's that change. If you think that there's a fundamental difference in Hotza and Achnasa, that means you care about that, about the direction of the Rishuyos. Somehow the Rishuyos are more significant, not just the change, not just the fact that the object underwent a change of position. Okay, so we'll come back. And then the Rambam, in the end of his Akdama, says again.
Wait, Sorry, can you explain that, what you mean by significant change of ratio? That just means from one place to the next.
Yeah. I mean, what's significant? Is it significant that this is now in a different rishos? Or is it significant that this went from rishos ha'yachid into rishos ha'rabim? Yeah? Why?
No, because Fan and I were just discussing earlier which source was it?
Tosis Reid?
No.
Oh, the Avnezer. Yeah, we'll talk about the Avnezer in a second. That's a very good one. The Rambam in the end of Zakdama also says, "V'im tikshe v'tomar mipnei ma neser ha'achnasa me'achar shlo l'manu min ha'mikra ela hotza." How do we know that ha'achnasa is aser? After all, there's only a source in the Torah for hotza. The Rambam says, that's not a question. As the Gemara says, "Mali ha'achnasa, mali hotza." And what the Gemara means is, "Lefisha inyan ha'achnasa v'hotza echad." They're just the same, two ways of saying the same thing. Okay? So it seems like the Rambam reads this Gemara as making a substantive point about the relationship between Hachnasa. Hachnasa, Nami, Hotza, Karile. Because they're identical. Good. If you hold, we'll see that Rabbeinu Tam and Chachmei Sfarad are very adamant that Hachnasa is actually a Tolda. Right? It seems that way. That's definitely the implication from Tzadi Vav Mebeis on the Gemara. Because the Gemara says that which was in the Mishkan is called an Av, and that which was not in the Mishkan is called a Tolda. So the Gemara on Tzadi Vav Mebeis, which we saw, the Gemara quoted a pasuk to tell you that Hotza is Aser. And the Gemara said, well, how do you know Achnasa Minalan? So the Gemara said, Tzvarihi, Mechti Mishus L'Rishosu, Mali Afuke, Mali Ayule. I don't care which way you go. Mihu, however, Hotza Av, Achnasa Tolda. So from this Gemara, it sounds like the Gemara is actually saying that Hotza is an Av, and Achnasa is a Tolda. This prompted Rabbeinu Tam to ask the following question. Nowhere else in the Mishnayos and Shabbos do you have a Mishnah list of Tolda. The only exception is Hotza. If we take the Gemara and Tzadivav Kipshuto, as Tosis points out, so then you have Hachnasa in the first Mishnah of the Masechta. So why do you need the Tolda? No other Malacha has its Toldos in the Mishnayos. Hotza has its Tolda in the Mishnayos. This was the position of Rabbeinu Tam, quoted in the Rashba and Daf Beis. The ikal meidak, v'im isa da'af motzi mirshus haram l'shus hayachid ka'amar, if hachnasa is also included, amai tani la b'mas nisen. If it's a tolda, why do we list it in the Mishnah? V'ha lo tani hasam ela avos, aval toldos lo tani hasam klal. We never list toldos in the Mishnah. V'hachnasa tolda dehotzahu, hachnasa is a tolda, k'daminan hacha avos ma'inihu yitzios. Like our Gemara actually says in Daf Beis, which we just read, that Avos is the Yitzios. V'perek Azorek Namir Minan Hotza Av Hachnasa Tolda. Okay, this is the exact opposite perspective of the Rambam. Let's do it.
Good.
You pulled a Pinchas just now. V'tiretz Avinu Tam. L'fisha Hotza Malacha Gruahi. V'hava Amina She'ein La Tolda. L'ficha Chutzrach L'kol La'ima. I would have thought that Hotza is a Malacha Gruahi, and therefore Hotza wouldn't have a Tolda. What do you think of that? The reason why the Mishnah had to put Hotza inside, to put Hachnasa inside, Hotza is a Malacha Gruhi. So therefore we had to put the Toldos in the Mishnah. I would have thought it doesn't have any Toldos. What does that say to you? Benji, what does it say to you?
That a weaker Malacha is unable to give off Toldos.
Ah, excellent. Why do you say that?
I mean, that's what I guess.
Excellent.
The implication is that we need to say the Toldos, otherwise you would think it's impossible to have a Toldos.
Now, what does that presuppose about either the nature of Hotza or the nature of the other Malachos?
And it implies that regular Malachot can have Toldo because they're from the Meshkan, and I'm not sure how exactly that connects them, but regular Malachot can have a Toldo because if it's like the Malacha, then it works for it. But this special one, that because it doesn't have any backing, it's just...
So you're saying that Hachnasa, all the other Malachos, if something's similar to them, so that similar thing will be Aser. Hachnasa is not similar to...
Hachnasa is a specific Iser of the carry between domain.
So you think that, for example, you think that Hachnasa is less similar to Hotza on this read, according to the Havamina, that Hotza is Malacha Gruhi, and therefore it won't have Toldos.
Right.
Does that mean that Hachnasa is less similar to Hotza than the Toldos of Dash, to Dash?
Yeah. It's not that it's less similar, it's just that because the Melech Gruah is unable to make any connection outside of itself. If not for the fact, you had a special derivation.
Okay. So this...
Maybe it's just too broad.
Hotel is too broad.
Yeah. You wouldn't
and
know
like
what
it itself
you wouldn't
includes
know what the, you wouldn't know what the toldot were.
Uh-huh.
So in other words, by dash, it's kind of clear what it means to be similar to dash, or what it means to be similar to be borer, but it's not necessarily so clear what it's similar to...
Okay, that's a very interesting point. And I think the two different opinions that you're offering speaks to two different understandings of what the Rashba is saying. Is the point that there's a fundamental difference between Hotza and the other Melachos, and we'll assume that the nature of Avos and Toldos is such that the Torah prohibits categories of Melacha. The Torah says these Avos are Aser. Toldos are not just similar, not just activities that have a similar principle to the Av. No, it's not just the Av stands for a category of Maisim. Toldos just exemplify that same principle as the Av, like a cluster category. Right? That wouldn't make sense. Because if that was the idea, so then, well, Hachnasa also has a principle, Hotza has a principle. Things that share that principle should be equally as Aser. Okay? But if I say that what happens is Torah doesn't Aser principles, Torah says this is an Av Malacha and it's Aser. Then there's a separate chiddush that the Torah comes along and says, and the Torah says, you know what? Those avos have the capacity to create toldos. So then you would say that hotzah zomlacha gruhi, this av is different, and only this av is incapable of producing toldos. So it speaks to a flaw in hotzah. Okay, assuming that the whole nature of avos and toldos is about the ability of an av to be molded, okay, to borrow biological terminology. Right, so then hotzah would be kind of it's like a sterile av. Can't be molded. Or, you'll say like Pinchas. The nature of Avos and Toldos is not about being molded. It's not that the Torah asers these 39 things and they could generate their own categories. The Torah asers principles, and there are 39 principles. Except that Hotzah is grua in that it fails to pick out a specific principle. So maybe you can't talk about toldos because the Torah asers an activity in this case, not a principle that could be generalized into other activities. Okay. Now this will speak to two different understandings of Hotza Malacha Gruahi. Does Hotza Malacha Gruahi speak to something anomalous, something about the inability to pin down the nature of Isser Hotza? We just can't figure out the categories of this prohibition. Or does Hotza Malacha Gruahi speak to a conceptual difference between the 38 Malachos on the one hand and Hotza on the other hand? So who touches on this question? Who seems to take a side on this question?
The Rid and Ramban.
Okay, maybe the Rid. And the Rid's a little hard to figure out, so we'll come back to the Rid in a second. But who seems to... the Ramban. Okay, why the Ramban? What says the Ramban on Malacha Gruahi?
It's on a Nesir Machman Atzma.
Okay, the Ramban, is that all he says? This is the Ramban in his Chiddush Madaf Beis. Right? So Ramban says, yeah, it's not an Isser Machmas Atzma. What else does he say?
So that's why it needs Psukkah. And he says the reason it's not an Isser Machman Atzma is because it's all it is Shinoi Rishuya, but it's not.
Okay, so let's take a look at the Ramban for a second. Jeremy's pointing out that the Ramban seems to... Q, do you have Marmakomos? No, I printed out new ones for us today. There you go. Here you go. These are for you.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure. Benji, do you have?
Sorry.
I have two more if anybody... I mean, I have one more set if anybody needs. Okay. So we look at the Ramban on the bottom of page one. Okay. Yosef, you want Joseph? Joseph? Q?
Whichever.
All right. So you can read.
Okay.
Yeah, why do we need all these psukim for Hotza? I'm going to stop interrupting people when they read. I just get very excited. So you can read, go. Hotza chidush hi, by the way. I don't know why the Rishonim use hu for he, but Hotza is nekeva, so it should be Hotza chidush hi, I think. But you'll see, it's all over the place. I don't know, they always have hu for he all the time. Go on. Because just that in and of itself, that's the point that Jeremy left out. But what's the Ramban coming up? We need a pasuk to tell Yehotza why.
Because it's not, I guess, intuitive that the same action done in a different location, or it's not a matter of how much force you exert or whatever you're doing. It's a matter of location of where you do it. It's not upon you, not upon the object,
right.
Or location of the object.
Okay, what do you mean?
That you can carry whatever you want, any size you want, anything you want in a certain area.
Right, so inside Rosh Hashanah Yachid, you can do all the activity that you need to do.
Right, but once you step outside, it doesn't matter how much you're carrying.
Step outside with the grogeres, and now you're chayiv.
Right.
So there's something irrational about the something lacking an internal logic in the Yisra of Hotza. But then the Ramban comes along and he takes it further. That's Jeremy's part. So what's the Ramban doing here? What does the second half mean?
The rest of the melachot, you don't have it's not because there's no outside force acting upon them. They themselves are the reason that they're asur. Because
right.
Carrying itself isn't forbidden. Carrying from reshut to reshut is forbidden.
Right.
Versus it's forbidden to plow.
The other melachos seem to be intrinsically asur. Isurin is machmas atzman. Right? They carry their own weight. Hotzah is acted upon by reshuyos. So it's kind of like an extrinsic isur. So what's the Ramban trying to say? So you need a chiddush, you need a pasuk to tell you that hotzah is asur. Because if you carry something heavy inside Rosh Hashanah Yachid, you're potter, and if you go to Rosh Hashanah Rabin with something light, you're chayiv. What's not true about other malachos? Because other malachos are asur machmas atzman. What's the point that he's trying to make? Seems like there's a bit of an incongruence between these two points, right? The first point speaks to something internally incoherent about hotzah. The second point speaks to a difference between Hotzah and the other Malachos.
I'm supposed to read the second line of the letter first, and the incoherence, what the incoherence tells you. You can read the first line, you can read in two ways by itself, right? You can either say that, okay, so it's a Malacha Gruah because really fundamentally it should always be the act of carrying should always be Asir, so it's a Malacha Gruah that it's Mutter within Rosh Hashanah Yachid. Or you could say, no, it's a Malacha Gruah because really fundamentally it should never be Asir to carry, as evidenced by the fact that you can carry in Rosh Hashanah Yachid. So the fact that it's ever usher, meaning the fact that it's usher to carry from one rishut to another, is what makes the malacha grua.
Excellent. Which way is the Ramban going? Is the Ramban saying that the nature of hotzah is the nisr of schlepping? It's dragging things around. Given that that's the nisr of hotzah, so then there's something illogical. Why is it usher to take a grogeres from Rosh Hashanah Yachid into Rosh Hashanah Rabim? And why is it mutter to schlep around something heavy inside Rosh Hashanah Yachid? Or is the Ramban saying the exact opposite? The Isser of Hotzah is not about schlepping. The Isser of Hotzah is just about chilaf reshuyos. It's just about changing reshuyos. That's a melacha gruhi because now it's totally extrinsic. It's not about the chefetz itself. So this Ramban can be taken in two ways. Either the Ramban started off assuming that the nature of Hotzah is about doing labor, and yet there's something irrational about that labor. Or the Ramban is saying, look, it's clearly not about labor. Hotzah is about chila for shuyos. Chila for shuyos is different from the other lamatas malachos. Okay? There's a bit of a point here to be made. Is the Ramban assuming that the other malachos are about schlepping? Like, is the Ramban assuming that there's the logic of the other malachos is about doing a lot of activity? And hotzah, even if you just walk outside, that's without activity, that's Asur. So the Ramban's assuming that the Lamed Ches Melachos are about Masa Gadol, it's about doing strenuous labor on Shabbos? Possibly, right? That was one of your possibilities.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think, within that possibility, that's one way to read it, or you can just say that, no, like, to schlep is one thing in the general category, because that's Asur, doesn't necessarily have to be that all Melachos have that in common.
But I'm saying, is the Ramban contrasting Hotzah with the other Malachos of Shabbos?
Yeah, in the second line.
So he's assuming initially it's like the other Malachos.
Right.
Right? So it should be, schlepping should be asur, just like the other melachos are all about doing hard work. Hatzah is different because it's really just about changing rishuyos.
Yeah.
So it's just a strange assumption that the other melachos are about strenuous activity. We'll come back to this assumption, the Ramban.
No, the opposite assumption. The assumption is that the Ramban's assumption is that the melachot are about doing a particular maaseh, in other words, carrying. So basically, you would think that carrying, no matter where it is,
but then why maaseh kaved?
So then he's saying, oh, but it's weird because in Rishat HaYachid, he's saying, but if it's usher to carry, like just the mice of carrying, then you would think it's also usher to carry, especially particularly a heavy thing inside indoors. In other words, if it's just about,
as I'm not saying, if you'll ask me this, then I'll tell you this, and if you'll say this is the nature, then I'll tell you that. He's like covering his bases.
Right.
But he's saying,
like,
if it's a sheer in like
the easy and the lightest
saying,
on the usher.
He's saying if it's a sheer in productive work.
Right. So do you think the Ramban's pointing out then that the nature of Otsa is not about productive work?
Right.
Whereas other malachos are.
Right.
That's what it means machmas atzman. Otsa is not about productive work. It's just about something anomalous like Rishuyos. That's what it sounds like he's saying.
It seems like.
Yeah. So we'll come back to this Ramban, but on the surface that's what the Ramban is saying. It's a malach of gruahi because it doesn't fit the bill of the other malachos.
I don't remember 100% what we talked about the Ramban in terms of Tishbot and a strenuous activity.
Yeah.
But
that was the Ramban's preoccupation.
Right. But, so I don't remember so much.
We didn't like this word of the day stuff.
We didn't.
Yeah.
Absolutely not.
Yeah. I don't remember if we said that. The Asay of Tishbo was intrinsically connected with the Malachot according to that Ramban.
Right, so that was interesting also. How that Ramban fits in, because there the Ramban al-Torah said that Amma v'tircha is Isra Asay of Shabbos. There was a bit of an ambiguity whether that covered over to the Los Asay also. But whatever, it didn't seem like that was the nature of the Los Asay. It seemed like that was supplementing what the Los Asay didn't cover.
Right.
So to say then that the nature of Lamatas Malachos is about tircha and labor is very hard. So we'll have to see. We'll have to see what's going on with the Ramban. We'll get back to the Ramban. That's Ramban's argument, so it seems. What about Tosos? How does Tosos understand Malacha Grui? An inner logic of Hotzah? So let's read Tosos inside. Tosir Maskel Pashat. You have it on the sheets, you have it in your Gemara, either one. It's the third source on the first page of the sheets. Debbie, you want to read?
Sure.
Kamilari. First page, third source.
Imai Tariyas and Masni Charte, Dani Ude, something.
Balabais.
Balabais, the same Bereshivu, the Mepharish Begumara. Shtaim Nani Ude Balabais, Mashai Akhikoto, Shtaim Mali Ani, Mali Asher.
Why do we care whether the guy's an Ani, whether the guy's an Asher? By the way, do you think we care whether he's an Ani or he's an Asher?
There might be more of a necessity for the Ani.
Okay, but it's hard to say that the necessities could override in this for Shabbos.
Right. Yeah.
What?
No, I just laughed. I don't think there's a difference. I think it's just like what the Morris is with, like Derech Ani,
Okay, so Rachel's saying we don't care whether he's an Ani or an Asher. It's just about establishing where he is. Right, the Ani's on the outside, the Balabais is on the inside. That's what you're saying. Okay, we'll see. The Pnei Yeshua actually thinks, we'll get to him, he thinks that there's significance as to whether he's the Ani or whether he's the Ashir. In terms of what the Hotzah is accomplishing. In terms of Melechas Machsheves of the Hotzah. Is there a Gemar Melacha here or not? We'll see that. But those of us could assume, like Rachel, that it's just about are they inside or the outside. So, okay, what's the answer? This is interesting. You'll notice that in different Tosas, some of them quote a B'Shem the Ri, some of them quote this principle B'Shem Rabbeinu Tam. Okay, so the Ri was Talmud Rabbeinu Tam. So just an interesting point. Who came up with the Malacha Gruahi amongst the Bali Tosos? Go on.
The three question. Ma'in Mishan Tohotza Malacha Gruahi. Mali Motzi Mershon HaYachil Ereshut HaRabim. Mali Motzi Mershon HaYachil Ereshut HaYachil.
Very nice. So what's Tosos's argument here? Or what's their point? Internal coherence of Hotza or contrasting Hotza and other Malachos? Yeah, for sure. This is all about the internal coherence of Hotzah. What do I care whether you're walking from one Rishus HaYachid into Rosh HaRabim, whether you're walking from one Rosh HaYachad into Rosh HaYachad. Either way, those chila for Shuyos. Do you like that? What?
It's similar to the, it's different, but it's similar to the internal coherence of the Ramban.
If you take the Ramban, ultimately, what the Ramban, right, whatever he touches on, internal coherence is true. From the end of the Ramban, it seemed like he's contrasting with other malachos, right? Did seem that way. Here, it seems like it's purely internal. Mali moti mershis ayachid lershis arabim, mali moti mershis ayachid lershis ayachid. Can't figure out what the difference is. Now, the Shaila still is, first of all, how could you just argue on that point of the Re? Rosh HaYachad, Rosh HaYachad
is considered two different Rishuyos.
Yeah. Who said that Rosh HaYachad and Rosh HaYachad is considered two different Rishuyos? I just deny his premise. The Halacha doesn't recognize the distinction of ownership. The Torah doesn't care that it's your Rosh HaYachad versus his Rosh HaYachad. What's significant is the difference between Rosh HaYachad and Rosh HaRabim. The interesting point is, do we acknowledge that distinction of Rosh HaYachad or Rosh HaYachad l'halacha? And how do we check that? L'halacha, are we acknowledging that Rosh HaYachad to Rosh HaYachad should be aser? Is there any acknowledgement in the world of halacha?
That's why we make Erech Hatzirah.
Wonderful. Right? We paskin that even though you have Rosh HaYachad next to Rosh HaYachad, so there's still a need for an Erech Hatzirah. But the question is, why is there a need for an Erev Chatzeros? Midrabanan. So, for example, let's say you have four houses in a courtyard. Right? So you have four people living on the four corners here. So, midrabanan, even though there's an Erev, let's say the whole thing is an apartment building. So I'm not allowed to carry to my neighbor's apartment on Shabbos. Unless there's an Erev Chatzeros, where halachically we say it's as if we're all living in the same apartment. So why not? So it could be that midrabanan, we're saying, oh, there's an Isser to carry from one Rosh HaYachid into another Rosh HaYachid. That's one possible interpretation of Erev Chatzeros. But you'll see there's another interpretation also. Excellent. That's the other interpretation of Erev Chatzeros. Exactly. It's not that the Rosh HaYachid to Rosh HaYachid is now recognized as a kind of a chila for Shios Midrabanan. The idea is more that the transfer from your apartment into the chater that's combined with everyone is a quasi Rosh HaRabim. So the halacha, we're not recognizing Rosh HaYachid to Rosh HaYachid. We're just recognizing a more watered-down form of Rosh HaRabim. Okay, so we'll see. That's going to be an important discussion, whether or not we recognize Rosh HaYachid, Rosh HaYachid, la halacha. Fine. So that's Tosos and the Ramban. You'll notice that if the Tosos are Rosh in Shavuos and Daf Beis, you have it on the sheet also, quotes Rabbeinu Tam as saying this chiluk, or quotes the Shem Rabbeinu Tam, this whole svara of Melacha Gruahi, like the Tosos that we have, just they add in one line. What's the one line that they throw in into the rationale of Melacha Gruahi? What? Arbamos. I notice that just like there's some sort of incoherence about Rosh HaYachid, Rosh HaYachid, Rosh HaYachid, Rosh HaRabim, there's also a problem with Arba Amos, Rosh HaYachid versus Arba Amos, Rosh HaRabim. I mean, they can't see the difference between those two. Who do you think that would be a problem for? First of all, okay, that speaks to the centrality of Arba Amos Bereshis HaRabim into the nature of Hotzah. Tosos felt the need that just like I have to tell you why there's a problem with Chila for Shuyos, I have to tell you there's also a problem with the Dalet Amos component. That seems to put Dalet Amos more at the heart of the Isser Hotzah of Shabbos, not as something ancillary. But who's particular understanding of Dalet Amos Bereshis HaRabim might this pose a problem for? It's an easy question because we only saw one person's understanding of Dalet Amos Bereshis HaRabim. Balamor said that Dalet Amos Bereshis HaRabim is a kind of a chila for Shuyos. Why? Because Dalet Amos Shaladim are Konelo. Or are they Konelo even in someone else's Bereshis HaYachid? I mean, do Dalet Amos have any significance l'inyan kinyonim in someone else's rishos? Maybe in a neutral rishos, Dalet Amos are significant. Do Dalet Amos have that same significance inside something that's already defined as rishos hayachid? So, what understanding of Dalet Amos rishos harabim is Tosus assuming such that there's a problem, there's an asymmetry between Daladamas, Rishis Yachad, and Rishis Arabim. Okay, very good. So now we come to the distinction of the Or Zeruah. Different from the Ramban, different from the distinction of Tosos. Chana, what do we have in the Or Zeruah? Page 2.
Right.
What's his point?
I think that they had we didn't get hotza from the Mishkan because it wasn't wasn't important for the Mishkan, so we just took a person. Because even though they had it in the Mishkan, like it wasn't chashuva really for that. So
yeah. Why? What's the flaw in hotza according to the Arzurah?
So the flaw in hotza in general.
Right. Meaning you're right. I could look at hotza malacha gruahi just in terms of the derivation of hotza, not in the mishka when you psuk him. So it's malacha gruahi. But we assume that there's some sort of reason to believe it's malacha gruah. So Tosfos is saying it's illogical. Ramban saying it's different from the other malachos. What's the Or Zeruah saying?
I guess just that sort of that something changes about the chayfet from like when it's in one issue to another issue.
That's what you think he's saying?
From when you took it out of the original issue. I don't know. Or that nothing changes the chayvets from when you took it from the original
issue. There you go. So doesn't that sound like what he's saying? Afagav davin mishka mishin de malacha she'ena chashuvah, it's insignificant. De ma malacha asa. Right, what malacha did you do? Meikara. Right? Amalacha she'otziyo mershus. What malacha did you do by moving it between reshuyos? Meikara chayvets. Initially it was an object. V'hashanami chayvets. And now it's the same object. So there's no change in the actual object. So when you come to Bonan, Soser, so something changes in the object. When it comes to Hotza, there's no change whatsoever. So it seems like his issue is that the nature of Malachos and Shabbos is that they change something. Malachos is not a significant enough change in the object itself. The object gets moved, but it doesn't get changed. It could be that the Avnei Nezer disagrees with that Svara, depending on how you read the Avnei Nezer. Here the Avnei Nezer is trying to contrast Tzad with Hotza. And Avnei Nezer says that when it comes to Tzad, there's a special halacha, it has to be Bemino Nitzad. If you trap something that's not usually trapped, you're not chayv. Why? Because Tzad is really Geruah. Because by Tzad, you're never changing the actual object. You have an animal in your house and you shut the door. That's Tzad. There's no change in the object. And he says, oh, Hotza has more of a change in the object even than Tzad. So it's not clear what he means exactly. Does he mean that Hotza, there's a change in the object, or that Hotza, the malacha, is done in the object? If he's saying the latter, then it's totally compatible with the Or Zeruah. If he's saying the former, then he's simply denying the Or Zeruah and saying there is a change in the object. It's a little forced of a position to say that when it comes to Hotza, there's a change in the object. You move something 20 inches from Rosh Hashanah Yachid into Rosh Hashanah Rabim, it doesn't seem like there's a change in the object.
Unless you say the spatial location of an object is
defines
a
it.
Is a property.
Right. So then you have to say it. So property. What's considered a property of the object then? Like Tzoveh is changing the color.
It isn't considered a property if I move it from one table to the other. It only have to be like.
So right, it has to be into a different Rosh Hashanah, from Rosh Hashanah Yachid into Rosh Hashanah Rabim.
So it can't be a spatial thing, can it?
Well, it could be a significant spatial thing. Right, a transfer. Let's say halacha doesn't recognize the beginning of the table to end of the table. The halacha recognizes Rosh Hashanah Yachid and Rosh Hashanah Rabim. Right, so maybe that's a significant enough change. So, but it's clear for the Or Zeruah that he thinks this is a difference between the result of Hotza and the result of Shar Malachos in terms of the actual object. Look at the Riyah Zakein. On Shabbos on Tesson Bays, there's no way anybody saw this because nobody has an edition of Tosfos Riyah Zakein available. I didn't even put on the sources because you can't get it anywhere unless you have it printed. So let's look at this Tosfos Riyah Zakein for a second. On Tesson Bays and Shabbos, what does he say? Jeremy, you want to read?
Yeah.
Oh. All right. You're good. You got it.
Yeah.
V'nira l'rabbi, t'mishum hachi ba'il midrash hotza mikra acher. T'mehecha t'nafki shar malachot, lo nafka hotza, t'lav malacha chashiva hi k'mo idach. V'lav malacha kri la hacha, ilav t'rabbi ekra hatza. V'svarahi d'ma malacha hi hotza mirshut hayacha rishut harabim, t'mali moti or shut acher, mali moti mechedra l'aliyah b'bayit achat.
So far standard.
The Bishla Mahana Kulu Mechsi Shapir Malachot Gigon Oreg the Kul Kmo Kain Nira Malachashishba Machshava the Hashivi Mishimhaki Ilav Darabi Kralota Lavi Bechal Idach.
So what the Tosri Azakin says here in cryptic terms is the Bishloma Hanach Kulu Mechsi Shapir Malachos Kigon Oreg the Kulu Kimochain. I must be missing a word here when I typed it up. V'chulu kemochein. Nireh melacha sheyesh ba machshava v'chashivi. There's a certain standard for the rest of the melachos. There are melachos sheyesh bahem machshava. And they're chashiv. Hotza is somehow defined as a melacha she'ein ba machshava. There's no thought that goes into hotza. You just carry something outside the door. Whereas all the other melachos, they're melachos machshavas. They're skilled work. Rashi and Beitza apparently says that the definition of malachas machshavas is malachas umanas, that there's a skilled work that has to go into all the malachos. Hotza is the layman's labor, and he carried the object outside. Doesn't take any machshava. So here you have a distinction between hotza and shar malachos, not on the basis of a change in the object, but on the basis of the creativity that has to go into the ma'isa malacha.
Initially was brought by Omanut, I guess. Like, it was the process was started by Omanut, and then that also counts as machshava.
Have you ever tried to hammer the last nail into something?
Mm-hmm. That's not... My understanding is that, like, that's not Makabu Padish. Makabu Padish is, like...
Finishing it up.
Like, when it finishes by itself, like...
No, you have to do something, though.
Like, you have to, like... Right, but, like, it also... It's not necessarily just, like, the person putting the last touch on. It's, like, the object being finished.
Yeah, I don't get really what how you define what his distinction is between malacha, like meaning
his.
Yeah, I mean mechzi kimalacha. So if you're lifting something big and you're being mavir mashur, that also is mechzi.
No, I think it means mechzi means that they are apparently malachos.
Because they involve
machshava. I must have done something wrong when I typed this up because mechzi shavchulin. Something sounds wrong. Kimo kein nira malacha sheish ba machshava. The chashivi. Must have missed a word.
But even if the difference is in, let's say, the other ones require machshava, so what's machshava then?
Machshava would mean that there's a certain level of intentionality, there's a certain level.
It's like malacha machshava or just like machshava?
So he says machshava. But it means that there's a certain thought process that has to go into it. There's no thought process that goes into hotza. No?
You could do it, like, I still don't get how you define that. You can't pick something up if you don't have a brain. I mean, you could also, like, I just don't get, I mean, I theoretically get it, but I don't get how he's defining what machshava, like, how do you measure that, whether it requires machshava?
Right, but I'm saying you can't see a difference between something like kos ksiva, which takes a longer time to learn, something creative, is machshava
that
goes into it.
Like, say that you just put a cup on a bee and that's considered, it doesn't require machshava.
Okay, but there's a lot of concentration that goes into trapping it, right? Clearly it takes more, you're right, Hotza takes some level of machshava, right? My daughter can't put her hands to her face if she wanted to, right? Because she doesn't. There's a certain level of intentionality it takes to grab something, right? But clearly there's a difference between that and bonet or soser or kosev or oreg or kotza or tochen. There's a much the higher level of concentration.
I can only understand when I think of why they're... Because you're making a change in the object, which is like...
Oh, why do you have to? I think that's how I'm contrasting with the Arzaruah.
I know, but I don't get what.
You think this is reducible to bringing a change? You could have a change in the object that's absolutely not skilled, or that's totally without concentration.
Like what?
If you say, like the Avnei Nezer, that Hotza is a change in the object, then clearly. Nah, it's not. It's not best proof. So clearly you could have a change in the object that's not intentional.
I just sort of maybe a similar question, unless you're. What's the havamina to begin with that you need like thought to go into malacha? Like,
well, we'll see. But it's definitional to the malachos. So they need malachas machshavas.
But why? Like, why is it that?
Well, look at the Mishkan. The Mishkan wasn't just crude labor; it was skilled labor.
Right, but it just happens to be that the labor requires skill. But why is it that?
It's definitional to malachas shabbos.
Yeah.
So that we'll see. That we'll see when we get to Daf Gimel. But see, the Petura, for example, what's the Petura of Mekalko? You could be working very hard, you do something that's destructive, so you're potter. That's not malachas machshavas. You need constructive labor. You're potter for davar shein miskaven. You're potter for malachas shein tzricha legufa, maybe.
Right, but that's bringing it back to productive, not thoughtful.
Which?
Like, the fact that it's malachas machshavas has to have an end seems to be more that it's a productive work than it's a thoughtful work. You can be completely mindless as long as it's going to a productive end, then you're fine.
I don't know what thought. Like, why is it?
But productive is the same thing as opposed to carrying. It's not, let's say, if machshava means productive, then just it doesn't matter, right? The point is still different than saying something is a change in the object. Like, the fact that you change the location is not productive. So just, if you want to use the word productive, you can use the word productive, but that's the same thing. In terms of the distinction. Between the orzeru, I'm saying.
Is that the same thing?
I understand what you were saying.
Okay, if it helps you to say the word productive instead of like thoughtful, in other words, skilled, then it ends up being the same thing in terms of the what the claim he's making is that all these malachot are productive malachot in some sense. They require skill. They require thought. They're productive, and malacha tosa is not such a it's not a malacha like that. Whereas what the Orzaru is saying that it's a malacha that's changing the object.
Shabbos is all about thought.
What?
Shabbos is all about thought.
In Machshavas Aser Torah?
What?
No, so his point is that what makes this an inferior malacha is that it doesn't seem to require the same level of intentionality that the other malachos need.
Maybe he's just referring to, like, taking the gargor, let's say, from like, one room to the attic.
Yeah, but what's significant about that? For the Ramban, what's significant about that is that it's laborless.
Right, and then this is what he's saying. It's not skilled work. You're not putting any thought into it. It's something in your hand when you walk upstairs.
Yeah, but that's what Benji was saying a minute ago. There's a difference between not having thought when you're doing something and not being productive when you're doing something.
Right.
So what he's zeroing in on is the thought process.
Productive
machshava.
Is more like the orzarua.
Right.
Yeah, you could say that about the orzarua. But I'm saying, but there's a certain the productivity has to instantiate itself in the object. What does the Torah aser? Does the Torah aser creation on Shabbos? Or does the Torah aser production on Shabbos? What? What do you say?
I thought it was like creation.
Is right, so it could be that there's productivity
could they be the same
is equally as aser. It's an extension of creation.
Could
maybe.
They be the same, the Orzaru is on the Chefta and the Tosfos is on the Gavra?
Tosfos or the...
Tosfos
oh,
exactly.
Yeah, that's what I was getting at before.
Okay. That so it's the same, like the wording is very different, but...
But they're still different principles. That's my distinction between production and creation. Creation is a change in the object that you see in front of you. Productivity just means you did something that was purposeful and useful on Shabbos. For the Tosri Azakin, it seems it's all about how productive was it. As opposed to saying, how much did you change? What went into the object? So what comes out then is that we at least have four different understandings of Malacha Gruahi. According to Tosos, it's about the Rishus HaYachid, Rishus HaYachid, Rishus HaYachid, Rishus HaRabim. Maybe that trickles its way into Erev Chatzeros. According to the Ramban, it seems to either be a distinction between an externally imposed Isser of Chilof Rishuyos as opposed to an Isser Machmas Atzmo, an internally defined Isser, which would be a distinction between Hotzah and the Shar Malachos of Shabbos, or it seems to be some sort of internal distinction within Hotzah that Hotzah itself should only be about labor, and yet it doesn't seem to be about labor. So it's not clear where the Ramban is going. Then you come to the Orzarua, and then within the Tosos you have a variation about Dalet Amos. Do we care about Dalet Amos? Then you come to the Orzarua. The Orzarua says it boils down to the fact there's no change in the object. So the malacha grew, all the other malachos change things. And then you have Tosri Azakein, who seems to say that the level of thought or the level of production that goes into Hotzah is different from the other Lamedchas malachos. So it seems to be four different issues with Hotzah malacha grew. So with that background, we come to the Tosafot read on Shabbos Tariv Amud Beis. What's the point that he's trying to make? What's he getting at? So, Chutzah is not a malacha. Because if Chutzah was in the Mishkan, then what should we have asked?
Walking.
Every step.
What does that mean? What's he trying to say? Oh, that Chutzah is so basic.
Yeah.
Okay, very good. So that's what I think Tosafot, that's you read it also?
Yeah. Or it doesn't involve any thought, just like the last commenters. I read it the same as the last.
Right. If there is any reason to ask for Chutzah, seems to say Tosafot read, then what really should be asked is every psio psia. Now, what's not even clear, is he talking about carrying? You should be chayiv for every step of carrying, and there shouldn't be an arbitrarily defined chilaf reshuyos or dalet amos b'reshus rabim. Every step should be an isser. Or is he saying that even if you're not carrying something, just walking should be aser? Every step you take on Shabbos should be aser. After all, they took steps in the Mishkan. That's the Isser of Hotza, right? That's what you thought he was saying, right? That's stronger from it. I thought he was saying also. Shabbos walks are aser in here. What do you mean?
No, he talks about
so it sounds like carrying, right?
Yeah.
Right, that's why I was a little hesitant on the more extreme read. But it sounds like he's saying kol psio psio. I don't know. I thought it sounds like
when you're bringing
right. So it could be that's what he means. I initially read like Chana and Jeremy. I read it again. I read it your way, and I'm just re-encouraged that Chana and Jeremy read it this way.
I just don't get also how you can conceptually justify that. Like what?
Oh, how could you conceptually justify it?
Oh, I mean, you just said
that.
No, we have to
adjust for
the
Havam,
you know.
Or maybe you have a justification. On Sunday, we spoke about the rationale for this.
That if there's...
Just,
I mean,
you're
looking at how your father
reads
the Rambam,
that? No, forget about the Rambam. What? Maybe Shvisa, fine, but the Isra of Tchumen. The Isra of Tchumen itself is essentially an Isra of Halicha, of walking a certain distance out of the city. Chutzah, we saw maybe either Tchumen is Nichlal, is included in Chutzah, or maybe what really underwrites the Isser of Chutzah is an Isser of Yitzia Chutz L'Tchum, which carries over into an Isser of carrying, but the real fundamental Isser is the Isser of walking. We extend that to be an Isser of carrying. So Tosafot Rid said, if I didn't have Gzeiras HaKasav, I would have thought that, you know what, Chutzah is also even just walking. That's the Isser of Shabbos. So this is fascinating. And for two shiurim ago, we spoke about two different poles of the Isra of Chutzah. We saw it the Gemara in Kuf Chaf Dalet, the Gemara in Beitzah. The Gemara says that Tiltol, the Isra of Muktzah, is an extension of the Isra of Chutzah. And we know that seems to be very object-based. Right? As an extension of the Isra of Chutzah, so we see you can't move around objects even inside the house. It's very obstacle. All objects now are Aser. You can't touch them on Shabbos. We'll see, initially they Asered everything, and then they lightened up, and they allowed a klisha melachto leheter, and then they allowed a klisha melachto iser letzorech gufo, and then they allowed letzorech makomo. Fine. But they asered objects as an extension of the iser of Chutzah. If the iser of Chutzah was purely an iser of carrying, purely an iser of walking, with an extension to carrying objects, it's a little more surprising that they just saw that, oh, the iser of Chutzah could extend to objects. So it seemed like that's one antipod of the Isra of Chutzah, the objects, moving objects. In the exact opposite extreme, we saw that Chutzah is also connected to the Isra of Tchumen. The Isra of Tchumen has absolutely nothing to do with carrying objects, purely an Isra of walking. And maybe that's what gives Tchumen its melacha-like characteristics. Right, the Gemara in Samech Tes said that if you seem to imply that if you know about Mechamer, that's not Yediyah Shabbos. If you know about Shvisas Behema, that's not Yediyah Shabbos. The Gemara said, if you know Tchumen Aliba Rabbi Akiva, so that is considered Yediyah Shabbos, because Tchumen has sufficient Malacha-like characteristics to say that's Yediyah Shabbos. We'll see that there's a Manda Amar, some of the Achronim think, that whether or not Chutzah is a Malacha Gruah, he depends on whether Tchumen is also Midaraisa or Drabana. If Tchumen is also Midaraisa, then Chutzah is a real Malacha. So it shows you that we recognize this category of walking. If Tchumen is only Nisar Midrabanan, then Hotzah is a Melacha Gruahi, because that shows we don't recognize the category of walking. So that's the other antipod of Hotzah. Forget about objects, forget about carrying, it's just a pure Isser of walking. Sure, we extend it to carrying things, but the real Isser seems to be Halifa. Those are the two extremes. But what about the in-between cases? So what's the essence of the Isser Hotzah? So what does the first Mishnah in Shabbos tell us? First Mishnah in Shabbos, Pashat Balabayis Es Yadu Lefnim, Pashat Ani Es Yadu Lefnim, or Pashat Balabayis Yadu Lechutz. What kind of a case of Hotzah is that? What?
No one's walking.
There's no halicha from one rishus into another rishus. It's purely a case of extending the object via your hand. So your hand goes through with the object. Cut out the gavra a little more. What case do you have? Zorik. The Mishnah on Sadi Vav Mebeis. So it's a case of Hotzah without the gavra whatsoever. So are these the paradigmatic cases of Hotzah? Pashat Balabayis says Yadu L'chutz and Ani Yadu L'fnim. The object is the hachila for shuyos. Or maybe the real cases of Hotzah is really just halicha, walking with an object. We'll see the Gemara on Daf, Gimel Amud Aleph has a suffix. The bottom of Gimel Amud Aleph, Bayi minei rab me rebi, hitinu chavir ochlenu mashkin, v'hotziyam lechutz mahu. You're walking around, you're carrying a knapsack. Akiras gufo kakiras chayfet mimko modami, v'mechayev odil molo. As you're walking with an object already on you, is that considered like picking up the object itself? Or do you need a real akiras hachefetz? And the Gemara is masubik about a case where you're stopped, you're carrying something, and you start walking again. Is that an akira? Or does the akira have to pick up the object? Take a look at Tosfos in Shavuos and Daf Beis Amud Aleph. Now this will end. Tosfos here is bothered by the same issue Tosfos in our sugya is bothered by. Why do you need Xeris HaKosev? Why do you need two limudim for Hotzah on Shabbos? Just say Hotzah is Aser. So Benji, you want to read it?
Sure. Gemara in Parish. Shtayim HaHotzah D'Anei D'Bal HaBayit Shehin Arba. Achnasa D'Anei D'Bal HaBayit. The Tema Amai Chashiv D'Anei D'Bal HaBayit V'Tarte T'Malei D'Anei D'Malei D'Bal HaBayit Yesh Lamar Israel Masnin who Mishum de Kalsak Baitach e lo have derech hotza ella
de lo have
derech hotza ella kisha omid rashatar yachid no tel pero to yatel or shatarabin. Well, if he had gotten the goof of rashat yachid the yad of shatarabin, but ipcha love derech hotza.
Ooh, so what's Tosos saying?
That only a walking, you would think the Habmi is only a walking trend.
I would think that only walking is considered the Isser of Hotzah. So I need Xeris HaKosev to tell me
passing also.
Not only is walking,
passing it over
in each direction is also Aser. I need a separate Xeris HaKosev, it seems, for each case. But the paradigm of Hotzah, which I, the one I know intuitively, is the one where I walk from one Rishos into another Rishos. It's a Chiddush that I'm chayiv even for putting my hand through the window. This, of course, begs the question. So what's the source, according to Tosfos? What's the source for the Ikar Din of Hotzah? I have a source for a case where the object transfers with Shuyos. I don't have a source for when I transfer with Shuyos. So there, just look on... Ooh, did I not put this on? Huh. Look at Tosfos Rush. Just look at Tosfos Rush. The next couple sources down on the first page. Second paragraph of Tosfos Rush, Benji Imtomar.
Imtomar, Ikate Isterech Kra Shlishi, the Motei Chayfet, Im Gufo Marshut Yachad Shatara.
Right, he just asked the question that's implicit, or that Tosfos begs.
Where's the
pasuk for this main case of Hotzah? What does he say?
Ishlomar Tehi Ikar Hotzah Hi. Adam Yal Nitzchayev Yoter Mekulho.
Ooh. This is so obvious. You don't even need a pasuk. So now it's how we're saying that there's one aspect of Hotzah which is obvious and intuitive and it's Domeh L'Shar Melachos. That's the paradigm case where you're walking. It's true there are satellites of Hotza which are inferior. Those need Xeris HaKasuv. Or are we saying that even that paradigmatic case is somehow still inferior? Galer Malachos. And there's one more point. We'll see later. The Pnei Yoshua, which we'll read next time, the Pnei Yoshua says the reason why I need two psukim for Hotza is that the pasuk in Erevin on Yedzayin and Beis Valyetze Yishmim Komo, that's telling you the Av Malach of Hotza. It's telling you the paradigmatic case. That's walking. That's the same shared makar as Tchumen. Like this Tosa Rush, but it has a makar. Al Yetze Yishmim Komo, don't leave your place. Don't walk into different Rishuyos. The Gemara on Sadi Vav Mebeis wakes up and the Gemara says, wow, we only know the Hotza of Halicha. But now when the Mishnah says that Zorek is Aser, that's the Mishnah on Sadi Vav Medalek, the Mishnah says that Zorek is Aser, Zorek and Moshit, which are cases of Hotza without any Shinoi Rishos. So then the Gemara says, wait a second, we need a new Pasuk to tell me that there's another aspect of Hotza. And why did the Gemara wake up on Sadi Vav Mebeis and say we need a pasuk? So the Pnei Yoshua suggests that on Daf Beis the Gemara says, we know Al Yetze Ish Mim Komo. Torah says explicitly, don't walk out on Shabbos. That's the Iker Din Hotza. On Sadi Vav Mebeis, when we learn out that there's Hotza totally distilled from Ashinoi Rishus of the Gavra, then you need Vayikali Ha'ame Havi to tell you that if the object transfers Rishuyos, that's also an Eser Hotza. So it would seem, according to Pnei Yoshua, that each one of these two extremes of Hotza needs its own pasuk and its own limud. According to Tosas Harash in Shavuos, you don't even need a pasuk to tell you the main din of Hotza. Okay, so it's a little confusing. But we've seen different interpretations of Hotza Malacha Gruahi. And then we saw just how this plays into the object focus, the object emphasis in the Isra of Hotza, like you have on Sadi Vav Mid Aleph, versus the more Gava-oriented aspect of Hotza where you're transferring Rishuyos. Okay, good. And that ties into the extremes that we noted last time about the connection to Tchumen on the one hand and the connection to the Isser Tiltel on the other hand when it comes to Hotza. So next, on Sunday, we're off?
Yeah.
And Tuesday, we're off?
I think Tuesday, we're off.
Okay. Okay, that's fair. So we'll take a week off. Maybe should I send out sources for the week?
Yeah.
Okay, good. So we'll send out stuff for the week. So what we're going to do now... So first we're going to look into Nafkamina Lamaisa. Does Hotza Malacha Gruahi apply even to Maskana? So are we makil in a lot of dinim of Hotza because of Gruahi? So look at a lot of the different shivos to see how that plays out. And then we're going to talk more about, we're going to talk a little bit about the relationship between Hotza and Achnasa, which we started off with. There's one in Av and one in Tolda. A little bit more about the significance about that relationship, and then we'll probably pick up in the Gemara and move on to the Gemara. What?
Do you have stuff that we should start with for tomorrow?
Stuff that we should start off with tomorrow. Yeah, I'll make sure to email it out tonight. It's just like detailed, so okay. It's not like just like we're showing them here, so.
Okay.
I'll send it out.
Next year on 2 Sundays?
Yeah.
What?
Next year on 2 Sundays?
Yeah, like a week and a half.
Yeah.